So, you all have some time, as brief as it is in Limbo, to come up with a plan of what to do next. Currently, you all know this. Hansy McGee over there, the one that was trying to take you away, that creature is currently on track to being the next Lord of the Dead. Leaving it alone, unfortunately, it's not an option. Not just because it will constantly be chasing you everywhere. Because you don't want that thing for the Lord of the Dead. Yucky, yucky. So, you have to figure out a way to take care of it. So, I leave the floor to you all. You may ask me questions, but of course I will have you do rolls for them or whatever. But the floor is yours.
Our partner pushed me off the tower. He said that, he kind of looks towards Edward and Alicia, you two would be the key to stopping this thing. Or at least would be a help.
Oh.
And I kind of believe him because before we got here, you two managed to find somehow did something to subdue it. He kind of thinks about that life show they had earlier.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what we did there. And your mom will just look at your dad and they'll both like look towards each other, just kind of shrugging a little bit. I've never done anything like that before.
Do you remember anything you guys felt when you guys were doing that?
We're both just kind of thinking a little bit. I mean, I felt like there was just a presence that told us to do it. And it did, and so we did it. It was weird. Almost like something, like, unlocked something within us. Yeah.
Any other ideas, guys?
First things first, we gotta deal with that guardian, no matter what we do.
Right. How do we break a curse?
I mean, if that's the curse personified, just getting rid of that, we'll do it.
Right, but is there a way we can undo it without going head to head with it?
That sounds like something we would have to do with that Missy McGee over there, the little kid, whatever the hell her name was. Did we even get her name?
No, I did not get her name.
That's fine. None of the matter.
Oh, Lilith's messenger chick?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lilith Jr.?
Sure. Let's call her that for now. Doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Okay, that works.
They're all Lilith Jr. at this point. She just shrugs a bit.
Little Lilith.
There you go.
I wish I had gotten up there fast enough to push her off the water tower myself.
Sorry, the image.
Wee!
Taking a child off the water tower. Jeez.
Just so horrible.
Right. Cecily is not.
I can destroy the world. Bye!
Right.
Lilith tried to make a deal that if I gave myself in, it allowed you guys to leave, but obviously
no,
I didn't take that.
No, we're not doing that.
I'm not saying I wasn't even entertaining the thought.
What? Right. Not to make a deal?
No, that's no. Not sacrifice myself table. For that. Yeah, no.
I think that's what Iggy is saying. Iggy was not even going to entertain that thought.
Yeah.
Alright, so to figure out how to break the curse, we're going to have to figure out the nature of this curse.
Or just creature at the very least.
Right, what are the terms of the curse?
Edward will look towards you all. The terms of it really are that every person in the Middleton family would die.
Yep.
It's a generational curse.
What triggered
so
the curse?
It has been...
Everett Middleton?
What triggered the curse?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess out of character is what I'm trying to say is what were, because I remember there was I think you saw when the curse began, right? Like you saw the moment that curse began.
We did when Eliza Kincaid basically.
What was it that happened that caused her to curse the family in the first place?
What Everett did to
Catherine.
I'm trying to remember. Catherine Lewis.
Okay. So I guess if we can, I don't know. I think the quickest way to end the curse is to make amends for what the wrong that was done. But how do we do that in this case?
I feel like, haven't we already sort of done that? Isn't that what we've been doing?
Yeah, that's the problem.
I mean,
what? Shouldn't you be able to reach her? The person who cursed?
We've kind of met Eliza already. She didn't seem that mad at me. And if anything, she kind of felt regretful for the whole thing. But unfortunately, a deal with Lilith is a deal with Lilith. So until that term is met, it's going to keep on happening.
Basically, right now, the curse will be in effect until Iggy and partner are gone. Because they're the last bloodline.
Kill it, then.
I do not want to go hand to hand with that thing.
So, here's a thought, I guess. Hey, do you think you could do like a binding circle so we can at least trap it in one spot?
It's pretty big, but I can manage it.
And then... And then, wait, Stella, can you...
Huh.
If A can trap it in a spot, can you blip it into space and leave it there?
You mean banish it away?
Yeah.
I don't know if it does that. It just makes, like, space, like, here. And she'll just kind of wheel backwards, and you'll see her open her hands, and you see, like, a ball of space happen. And then she'll open it more. It just makes, like, space.
Oh, my God.
What?
I just looked out of character. I just looked at my used magic effects.
Uh-huh.
One of them literally says, banish a spirit or curse from the person, object, or place it inhabits.
Might be big magic.
God damn it.
It might be big magic, though. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, but it's there. So, I mean, at least I can attempt it.
It's there, but it might be big magic. It's just all you have to tell.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I just didn't realize I could do that or attempt that, even if it is big magic.
If you trap it and wear it down enough, it might work.
I mean, it's what Annabelle did that while ago, out of character.
Mm-hmm.
Annabelle technically banished something and then died.
You just gotta find a way to wear it down to the point where A can do that.
Or Stella can jettison it into space.
Right, I cannot do that. I just make a ball of space.
Yeah, again, we can't teleport things.
No, I don't got that power. I can make space.
Sorry. Okay, well, at least we can at least trap it until we can figure out what to do.
Okay, well.
Relatively, how big was this thing, by the way?
I will say it was really big. Probably one of the hands were as big as person.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's huge.
Christ.
Mm-hmm. It's a big guy. It's a big monster.
And the blob was about as big as, say, a...
God, I'd say almost like a small storefront, basically.
Or your face is something that's the size of a storefront?
So it sounds like. I'm saying it's out of character, by the way, because damn, that's a lot bigger than I expected, than I pictured in my head.
I mean, it was definitely cramped when it got into the diner when it was chasing you all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe not a storefront, but big.
Big.
Yeah.
It's big.
I mean, maybe a car.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, just gonna face a semi-truck. Got it.
Right, yeah. All right, let's go after Optimus. Great. That's gonna be a lot of my power to be able to trap this thing. So we gotta figure out a plan.
To wear it down to the point where he can't resist. And even then, we have to worry about Lilith interfering in our attempts. Because she's mainly here to make sure that curse gets its way. On behalf of Lilith.
Right, so we gotta fight on two fronts. We have big, mean, and Mickey nasty.
Mickey kind of has an idea in his head.
Oh, share with the class.
Well, the whole curse is there to ensure the end of the Middleton bloodline. I'm literally the last person of the Middleton bloodline. What if we sort of convince it I did die to the point where it, I don't know, drop its guard?
Better than my plan.
Which was?
As soon as you started talking about the end of the Middleton bloodline, I said, no chance we could, like, get around the whole curse thing by having you... Huh?
Full of flatliners?
Oh my god. No, I was thinking just get around it, like, by a loophole, by saying Iggy Mary Stella takes her last name, and then, hey, no more Middletons.
I think they did that.
I know.
She'll point towards Edward, who, like, they did change his last name, and it's still after him.
Didn't really work.
You know, sometimes these things have loopholes, you know? You never know. I mean, hey, demonic contracts and all, you know?
I suppose that would help if it was demonic in nature, but it's not.
Definitely. Yeah.
But I mean, it doesn't hurt to look into that. It doesnn't hurt to think as others would in terms of it, because then it might open up different possibilities of what we could do.
What if... And I don't know if this would work, but what if we made it think that little Lilith was Iggy and took out two birds with one stone?
I don't think that's going to work.
That's an interesting thought, though. Could we? Could we fool it into thinking that small is actually her, is actually you?
I don't really think good.
I mean, we kind of already used that trick on it once. I imagine that it's not going to fall for it twice.
The whole, like, dead thing was just like a thought in my head, but... Honestly, I think our best bet is we can get down to the point where A can banish it.
Yeah.
What if we think the opposite way? What if we convince it that one of us is Lilith Small?
Still don't think it's going to change the fact that it's literally programmed to chase after me. Lilith Small didn't create the curse. It's mainly there. She's mainly there to make sure it happens.
That's true. She has no real command over it, as far as we know.
Nope. She's basically a middle manager.
God.
She's going to come in on this weekend.
God. Oh my God.
I don't know what to do.
Think our best bet is just to try to weaken it to the point where A can banish it.
Right, so how would we weaken it then?
Well, we could kind of point to his mom and dad, like, you have your weird light beam stuff, and then I guess then we just do what we always do and improvise the rest.
Throw hands? Oh, wait.
Fuck around and find out.
Fuck around and find out. That's all I can say in my head.
All right, well, I guess the last thing we need to figure out is how do we draw this thing out? I mean, we can't really just use you as bait, can we?
It'll come for him as soon as he steps back in there.
And the thing I feared most is coming true. We're going to use Iggy as bait.
Yep. But I'm ready to face it. Because I'm not...
I guess I don't need this thing anymore then.
If little Lilith shows up, I'll take care of her.
Out of character, my brain said, punt the child, punt the child.
Don't kick the baby.
Kick the baby.
So, Saluvia, listen here, are you... No, no, no. We'll see when we get there, I guess.
Are you guys ready to go, or do you guys need some more time to prep?
Well, I guess I can get out of this thing. I start, like, pulling off the costume. Of course, I'm just an inky black void underneath, so...
You start looking at the costume like, I don't know why, but I swear that looks better than my actual costume.
Yeah, really good detail. I'm like looking at the mask in my hands. Man, whoever worked on this.
Not to insult Taurus, but somebody needs to step up his game.
Yeah, I think somebody's gunning for his job. Hmm. All right. I stretch out and turn back into actual proper A.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so weird.
Give the signal and I can make a door back to the land of the dead.
Well, when everybody else is ready.
I feel like Cecily will draw out her sword, you know?
Okay.
Turns it, like, hits the button and it turns into the giant claymore and she's like, let's go.
Alright. So you all are going back into the land of the dead?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Let's go!
You all step through the door you entered through.
Yep.
And as you all step outside into Will Branch, you'll see, or into Undead Will Branch, I will say, as you step back in, the sky will fill with stars once again, with Stella's presence, and as well as Iggy's, and it is quiet.
Oh, man.
So he's gonna whistle really loud, like do the finger and be like in her mouth thing and be like, here, handsy.
No response.
Well, really just looks at the thing and like, that's what you're going with.
Got some fresh Icky over here for you, handsy. Hype and hot.
Feels off. Iggy's gonna star jump and try to take a look at the skies.
Yeah, go ahead and roll a star jump.
Alright.
Oh, Iggy, before you do that, can Cecily do something? So she's got this scrying thing, the scrying eye. And I was gonna see if she could give it to Iggy to take into the air with him and leave it.
Oh, you're so attaching your scrying eye to Iggy?
Yeah, just so she can kind of use it as a get a lay of the land to see if it's coming or not.
I think so. Go ahead and roll plus weird for me, Cecily. Oh, excuse me, I have hiccups.
Where?
Oh, the worst time to have hiccups when spooky music is playing. Alright. So you attach a scrying eye to Iggy as Iggy gets ready for a star jump. Iggy, go ahead and roll for that star jump. An 11. Alright. You immediately jump in. You get to pick one extra benefit of your star jump. What would you like to pick?
You know what? Just for safety's sake, I'm going to turn invisible while at the moment I hit flight.
Okay. So as you jump into the air and you start to fly, you are looking around. Go ahead and roll, read a bad situation, or investigate a mystery. I'll let you pick which one.
No shit.
Oh, okay. That's both don't sound good. Okay, I'm going to do read a bad situation.
Go for it.
Eight.
So with a mixed success, you get to ask, I believe, one question from the read a bad situation.
Are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
There's nothing here.
Guys, there's a problem, he kind of yells.
What?
It's not here.
Where did it go? Where did it
go?
Iggy's gonna fly over to the water tower. I'll be right back.
You fly to the water tower. Partner's not there.
It's the last place I saw him. Can I investigate a mystery to see if I can find any sign of him?
You can roll investigate a mystery.
7.
7. You can ask me one general question.
I guess, are there any signs of, like, what happened after he left?
There's definitely a sign of a struggle. Mm-hmm. And the water tower is more broken than it was. So, the two that were in here probably pushed through and ran. Why, you don't know.
He flies back to the group and lands. It's not here. Neither is partner. And I have no idea where it went.
That's worrying.
Yeah. Do you still have any traces of when you were like back at Lord of Dead's Manor, the little goop stuff of it?
You used all that up to find it.
Wait.
I feel like you know the whole...
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
Iggy, take me to the water tower. I think I might have an idea.
Okay. I'm going to star jump again.
Okay. Follow the star jump.
I'll follow his...
Easy enough.
I succeed again.
Okay, yeah. You jump up into the air and you fly him over towards the water tower.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna follow your lead to where he was before, mm-hmm. and then I'm gonna go ahead and use my magic to observe another place or time.
Absolutely, go ahead and roll to use magic.
Excellent. Fucking Jesus Christ! Wow, it's a perfect roll.
Well. It happens. So you are watching the event play out, correct?
Yeah, I'm backtracking as far as I can to see up to the point where we left into limbo.
Okay.
At least in that timeline, and then see what happened here.
Sure. As you go back, you can see the Coven and Redmember fighting partner. Partner is doing his damnedest to hold her back. As you all head to a door. And as the door closes and vanishes out of view, partner just kind of smiles towards this character and just says, "Ain't getting them today. What next?" And at that point, she just kind of floats upward and her face becomes a smile, just a weird grin. And she says, "Oh, if I... don't know where they are. I know where they'll want to go." And then she begins to chuckle a little bit. "No one said I had to make sure that the creature stayed here. Perhaps Will Branch will be a good alternative." Fuck. And mm-hmm. partner's eyes go wide at that. And as he reaches for her, she snaps her fingers and the creature, her and him, vanish. That's what happened.
Immediately, as soon as I get back, like, as soon as my senses are back in my body, I snap my eyes open. Will Branch.
What?
They're in Will Branch.
Well, they went back.
His eyes are still wide.
But nothing was happening when we were there, Abby will say.
It might not started yet. We gotta get back right away. And he's gonna try something on another door.
Yep.
I'll call the others, like, yell out, "This way!"
All right. You all quickly move towards Iggy as Iggy opens the door. Go ahead and roll for that door.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna... Can I use a reroll, guys? Because this is not good if I only get a mixed success.
Yeah, we also have that one forward. I don't know if that
The one forward would make it a 9, which is still not enough.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind. Yeah, go for it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You're down to 4 rerolls.
10. Okay.
Cool.
All right, with that, immediately a door opens with vines and such to show Will Branch.
All right. It took in the Will Branch. Who knows what it's about to do, so we have to hurry. And he just walks in.
All right. You all head on inside through the door, and you all find yourself back in Will Branch. It is late night.
I'm guessing we appeared at the water tower, since that's kind of where we were.
Yeah, since you pulled the door probably there, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Does anything feel off?
Yes. You read me a bad situation for me.
Oh, boy.
A bad situation? I don't like that bad situation.
Read a bad situation for me.
Did someone else roll that?
I mean...
Oh, I haven't been messing with the clock, the clock, our doomsday clock here, so whoopsie poopsie.
Oh, no.
Let me do that.
Uh-oh.
Hold on one
second. No, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
No, just leave it where it is. It's fine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right there. There we go.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, God.
We gotta hurry.
Oh.
Did someone else roll read about situation, please?
For those who can't see our table, I have now changed our countdown clock to nightfall.
might I be able to read a bad situation?
Yeah, anybody can roll a read a bad situation if they want to.
Oh, okay.
I'll do it, too.
A 7. You can ask me one question. A 9. You can. Well, you have a lucky bump up that you haven't used yet, Annie.
Oh, yeah.
So you bump up to a full success. So you get to ask me 2 questions, and Aga, you don't get to ask me anything because you got a 4.
Damn. Not 4. I'm freaking 4.
So I will say, whoever wants to ask the questions first, A will ask me 1, and I will say Cecily can ask me 2, or I think it's 3 actually. 3.
Okay, so do you want me to just get the big one out of the way since I only have 1 question? Andy?
Yeah, no, you go for it.
Okay. That case, see, the one question I can ask is what's the biggest threat? But we know what the biggest threat is. Can I ask that in a manner of where's the biggest threat?
I think so. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
In the terms of what is the biggest threat, even though you know it, I'm going to adjust it slightly. As you stand here, Will Branch itself feels strange. You don't see the creature, but you feel a heavy feeling surrounding all of Will Branch. And as you
an odd one.
As you look around, the biggest threat, as you look around, is you see bodies all over the ground.
Holy shit, how we missed that.
Oh my god. Kind of a weird one, but I have this ability called Feels Familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've already met the monster, does this encounter feel familiar? Like, have I met something like this before this initial encounter?
I will say, because it's not an infernal creature, per se, no, but here's what I will give you. When demons have intense amounts of power, when they make it into the mortal realm, the world will feel it. And this may be a reaction from it. I will give that to Cecily now. So Cecily, you may ask me 3 more questions from the list of read a bad situation.
Okay. What's most vulnerable to me?
What's most vulnerable? As of right now, you can't quite find the creature that's responsible for this. So I will let you hold that until you can find it.
Okay. Then I guess... What's my best way in?
Carefully and slowly, as you feel like eyes are on you.
And what's the best way to protect the victims?
The victims, as you see, everyone, at first, the panic happens, where you think that they're dead. They're not dead. Ooh. They're unconscious. Something is affecting them. Their breathing is very slow. Almost to the point of death.
Yeah, I feel like Cecily will kneel down and to like, you know, check their pulse and be like, they're not dead. But if we don't fix this, they might be.
Does it seem like the body is like, is it like in a path? Like,
no.
Is there a direction of, okay.
It's like everywhere. Everybody just fell where they were.
Around what time is it right now?
It's not super late at night. I mean, it was late enough for you all at least went in. So there aren't that many people outside, I will say. There's enough to cause a panic, sure. I will say it's probably... I'm trying to think of what a good time would be when you could do a ghost hunt. Probably, you probably didn't go too late. Jackson and Ethan are good kids. So I will say probably it would be around 8 o'clock currently. So the sun is down.
I feel like Cecily's furious is seeing all of these bodies now, and all of these people that are endangered. And being kind of her pillar, being the pillar of humanity, can Cecily do a use magic? Because I have an advanced use magic and kind of use her connection to the town and its humanity to hone in on where it might be.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, go ahead and use magic.
Please, please, please.
Oh, lovely. Nice. Do you have that perfect advanced?
Roll. Yeah.
You have it advanced?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, hoo-hoo. So that means that something more will happen?
Yeah, you get an added benefit. Mm-hmm.
So here's what happens. As you are looking for this creature, it is moving. It is here, even though you couldn't initially feel it. As you look and you try and gauge where it is, you use the land lines, the connections, everything from each individual person lying on the ground to those that are in their homes also lying on the grounds. You can now see it, Cecily, since you are connected to the whole town. Everyone is unconscious in this town. Everyone.
Oh.
Whether they are in their houses or on the streets, they're unconscious. And as you look around, above, growing massive from all of the people down below, you see glittering in a silhouette, hands moving through the town, trying to find something.
I'm like, well, being the only things that are conscious in this town is going to bring it right to us in a matter of moments.
According to the map, since you all have a map available right there.
Yes.
Cecily, currently, you all are where the water tower would be, I believe, would be close to the purple residential area, perhaps. Where closer to where Iggy is, I will say, or where Iggy's apartment used to be, since Iggy now stays with Abby. I will say, if I ping it, you all are currently over here, to the east of Will Branch. The creature is currently here, to the southwest of Will Branch. Let me look at what that yellow is. The farming and ranch district, where Abby's house is.
Oh, no.
Abby's house is right here.
Cecily's like, everyone in town is unconscious. Everyone.
It's
every single person.
We're talking like mundane and...
Everyone.
know where's it at right now.
Cecily points in the direction. She's like, near Appy's house.
I think you know where it's looking for. You gotta read. Let's go.
Cecily, I will remind you also, it is massive compared to how it was prior.
Oh, yeah. And Cecily's like, and I think it's eaten a lot since the last time we saw it. We might need to rethink your binding ritual.
Why do you say that? He says, fearing the answer.
Because it's massive now.
I was hoping you didn't say that. Oh boy, yeah, we're gonna need a lot more magic for this then.
What if we all go to a different part of the town? And use the town's boundaries. And maybe, does Woolbranch have ley lines?
Ley lines.
Elizabeth would know that, but she's unconscious.
And I'm guessing Amy is too.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's unconscious.
Oh, she could have
been. Everyone. Everyone is unconscious.
That doesn't mean you can't wake them up, but you got to figure out how to do that.
Wake up!
Can you go to one of the conscious bodies and kind of like try to sense like what's causing them to basically be in this state?
Go ahead and roll plus weird.
Or should they roll for plus weird? Okay. Plus weird. Seven.
Seven? It's obviously something that has to do with magic. It has to do with the creature being here. With that role, though, it's hard to gauge exactly what is causing them to be unconscious. Even if you move them slightly, they're not waking up. It's not just like a sleep. Their breathing has been slowed down completely. They're in a comatose state.
Determine what kind of magic is causing this.
Who did you ask?
A.
Oh, sorry. Let me see what I can do.
Hey, go ahead and roll investigate a mystery.
Mystery. Don't I have a thing for this? All done.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. I do. I have.
There is one thing though. I want to make sure. For Cecily, since you held that, what's vulnerable to you right now? Currently, the creature is not vulnerable to you, as it is massive. However. It didn't start out that big. There's got a way to make it small again. That's what I will give you.
Cecily's like, I wonder if we can figure out a way to reverse whatever it's doing and channel the energy back into these people and away from it.
You can ask me a general question, Sammy. And then, of course, with your magic that's happening. With that, it is undead magic that is affecting them. But it's in a strange format, almost kind of a mixture between that and infernal. But it's also, as an infernal creature, you also know the desires of mundane fuel a lot of infernal magic. So the desires of people help you. There's apathy behind all of them. Not only are they not waking up, they don't want to wake up.
Would this, in a way, I guess my question would be, would this count as a curse of some sort on them?
Yes.
All right. I will let Iggy know all of that. And then I'm going to try, this is going to be a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to banish the curse from this person.
That will take...
Can I help out with that?
Let me think on this really quick, because I have to think about the curse that I have created and how this would work. Because I'm not sure if that would be big magic.
If it is, so be it.
So here's the thing. It's a curse, all right, but it's not individual curses to each person. It's a big one. And you have to find its source. So that's why it's big magic. It's not because you need more multiple people to help you with it. It's you need to figure out where the fuck the source is. Whether that be on the creature or with Lilith, or somewhere else within Woolbranch. You got to find that first.
That being the case, can I use, if it's like a, say, for example, a thread mm-hmm. of magic that's holding this person in place, can I use that thread to trace its source?
With your yeah. investigate a mystery, used sharp, right?
Yeah.
Do me a favor, roll plus weird, and do it at a minus one.
Okay. Shit.
The reason I had you do it at minus one is because with Elizabeth currently out, it's difficult for you to do that.
I was saying, can Iggy help out because it seems to be a blend of infernal and undead magic.
I will allow you to roll a weird minus one as well.
Okay. Minus one. Nine.
Okay.
A nine. With that mixed success, as you are following the ley line, or as you're following the line for a moment, the line almost is coated with a magic that is stopping people from looking where it is. So you are able to see at least that cloak. But it is there to stop. Whoever came here, even though Abby and Lorelai did not see any of this happening before they left, that means that they were doing this. They were setting this up. This is a lot of setup.
Wow. They dodged the bullet there. Okay, we gotta find a way to find its source. And right now, it's being covered.
How do we find something that's covered?
I don't know.
I mean, the information we got from this helps, at least. We just gotta figure out what to do with it. Right.
And everyone's unconscious right now, so it's gonna be hard to get anyone to help us, like, say, Elizabeth or Abuela.
I think our best bet's still gonna be at Abby's house.
Where is that? I feel like that's going into the mouth of the thing, though.
I feel like it's a trap, too.
I'm going to try one more time to just look through the sky and see if I can catch a glimpse of where something is off. So I'm going to do another star jump.
Okay.
That one, did I get high? 13.
Nice.
13. Okay, so you jump into the air. What extra are you picking?
Let's see. What do I have again? I'll gain a plus one when investigating up in the air, actually. That's actually perfect.
Perfect. So you go up. Go ahead and roll investigate a mystery now that you are up in the air.
Plus one. Ooh, that's lightning outside.
Ooh.
Spooky.
Ooh. Ooh. Jesus.
An 11.
Damn.
Spooky ambiance. Hell yeah.
Right when I rolled.
Oh, the lightning.
Yeah.
Spooky ambiance. Let's go. All right. I have to give you all the way back. Hold on.
That was timing.
Yeah, making this spooky. Crazy. Spooky, spooky. All right, you can ask me two general questions or one specific and one general question.
Based on the energies that are kind of going through World Watch right now, is there any spot besides Abby's ranch area that feels off? Like, is there something that doesn't feel like it belongs with the others?
Yes. Over towards the opposite side in Old Wool Branch, right over here, at the very corner, mm-hmm. farthest away, mm-hmm. there is some sort of barrier in place.
Iggy will point towards Old Wool Branch, like, something's off over there.
You can ask me one. I'll say that was a general question, so you can ask me a specific one.
Can I hold on to it?
It's only up in the air, so you will lose it.
This is gonna sound a little. This might sound. You know what, Iggy would do this. Iggy will turn, look down the rest group. I'm gonna head over there right now. I'll meet you guys there. I'm just gonna take a look ahead. I won't do anything stupid, I promise.
So wait, where are you going?
To Old War Branch.
You're going to where the barrier is.
Just to get a closer look, yeah.
Okay. So
I just look at Laura. He's gonna do something stupid, isn't he?
Most likely.
So you
we better follow him.
Yeah.
You all kind of follow his like flight trail as you all notice that he is all heading to Old Will Branch, and you all head on your way over. And Iggy, as you see it, there is a strange magic that is just kind of circulating in a dome-like shape. It's not large. It's just noticeable from your distance. It is bright. And as you are getting closer to it, you can see inside there is one person looking up towards you. You can't quite see who it is through the barrier, but they will move and start walking into a building that is attached to this barrier.
Iggy will observe and until the rest of the group comes in.
Okay. So as you all approach this area, Iggy, do you fly back down to tell them what you saw?
Yep.
Okay, Iggy will fly down and will approach you all.
See, they do things stupid. Anyway, there's a person inside that barrier, and they went inside that building. Kind of points towards it. How do you want to do this?
Looking at this, like, how does this barrier look? Does it look like...
The barrier is, like, a strange, like, green hue with blue into it. It is definitely not undead or infernal. I will give you that. Huh. It's out of place. And inside, that building that's it's currently with is, like, one of Old Wilbranch's oldie houses. Kind of like to show how, like, the housing is. Because Old Wilbranch is basically, like, a tourist trap of sorts, where it has, like, how Old Wilbranch used to be, the starting bits of it, and its heritage and history.
Oh, this is fitting.
This is how they used to churn butter.
Yeah, stuff like that.
This is where Everett Melton died.
Look at this fancy museum.
Look at the chalk mark. It's still there. I'm sorry?
So does the chalk taste like candy?
Ew. How close are you all to this barrier? Let me ask you this.
Well, I'm the predominantly magical one, so I'm going to try to walk up close to it, but not touch it.
Sure. As you walk up close to it, a little bit nervous as your hand just goes towards it, but not to touch it, but to just kind of analyze it more, the barrier opens like a circle.
Oh, hey, allowing a door frame. Not keeping us out.
And then you can see from one of the windows of this old house, you see leaning out of it a figure wearing large sunglasses just going, "Took y'all long enough, get inside!" And Xavier turns back around and opens the door.
That's not who I was expecting.
And as you all,
not at all
realize what's going on and start to step inside, we're going to take our last break. So we'll be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We'll be right back. I want you to-